Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Good morning. This is Pandora's Box, the other side of the story on the environment and your health. And I'm Joni Trussell. And today I'm here with Cortez Middle School teacher Matt Kefauver to talk about the environment today at our schools, and in particular for LGBTQ youth. Welcome, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
So after the major changes that we've been through with the Supreme Court ensuring the rights of individuals who are lesbian and gay to marry, and now our new administration with a vice president who specifically targets the homosexual community as deviant and in need of conversion therapy, I'm wondering what you've noticed both in school and in the community around the issue of LGBTQ acceptance and safety of late.
Absolutely. I think that what we have to realize is even though we're in a somewhat small community, our community mirrors larger communities and mirrors the state and really mirrors the United States of America in a lot of ways. We're a really diverse population, and that diversity is a strength of our school system. But also, I feel like kids definitely within the school system who are members of the LGBT community tend to stand out, and they tend to face discrimination, as you might think, in a variety of different ways. And we have several kids who are very comfortable with their identity. We have others who are not. And I think what I've noticed is that the kids who aren't as comfortable with their identity are ones who are pushing it down even further and are less vocal about that identity.
Mm. And so I wonder if you could, if you've seen any incidences that reflect that make it uncomfortable?
I don't know necessarily if there have been specific upticks of violence, for example, in the school system or discrimination. I have been asked to speak with students about their experiences before and to give them support. I've had teachers come to me and ask for that. And I've done that. We've had conversations, and just to let the kids know that I'm there for them and there are other people in the community that are there for them. Mm-hmm. We do have a support group for middle school and high school students in the entire county that meets on Thursday evenings at the Episcopal Church, where kids can just come together and talk about their experiences and support one another and really just be safe and open in a nice open environment. That's beautiful.
And so you say for the whole community, so it's not specifically targeted as a support for the LGBTQ community.
Well, it's LGBTQ and friends of. So we really encourage those students, if they have straight allies, to bring their allies with them as well to the environment. And again, it's just sort of kind of a hangout, a place where they can let their hair down, so to speak, and just, you know, be with one another and conversation and support.
Great. So there's going to be a showing of the film Two Spirits, which is addressing the killing of the Navajo youth, Freddie Martinez, who is one of the youngest victims, at that point was one of the youngest victims at 16 of a hate crime for being transgender. That took place in 2001. What do you think has changed since then? How safe is it today for transgender folks here in this area?
I have to be honest with you. I don't think that a whole lot has changed. The environment very much feels the same. I think that transgendered folks in our community are very much at risk, not only going to school or going to work, but just out socially. And I feel badly saying that. I wish that were not the case, but I think that it definitely is. We have several kids who really identify as two spirits in our school system, and those students, I think, tread lightly. And it's kind of a mixed bag in terms of the support that they get from other students.
And so I wonder about the fact that they're identifying as two spirits. Are they getting support from their communities?
I think so for the most part. What I've really found is that many of the parents of these two spirits individuals are very supportive. They are in open communication with the adults. And I have to really say that many of the teachers are supportive of these students as well. So there's a nice, safe environment. And sometimes we'll make arrangements for a student maybe to use a different bathroom or those sorts of things so that they don't feel as if they're being inappropriately identified or that they stand out in some way, shape, or form.
So in some sense, there is the school is looking at how to support that population. And
yeah, absolutely. I think that, you know, one of the places, one of the front lines for those students in our school systems really are the counselors. We have incredible counselors, in particular at the middle school and high school, who are very sensitive to transgender issues. They really helped to promote this gathering of students, LGBTQ students, on Thursday evenings. And if it weren't for the counselors, I think a lot of those kids might fall through the cracks.
Great. So as I mentioned, there's St. Barnabas Church is showing the film Two Spirits next Monday night at 6:30. And Lee is inviting allies, families, and supporters of the LGBT community to attend and talk about how to support young people who might feel unsupported given this climate. And you mentioned a safe place at school. I'm wondering if you are aware of any other safe places for LGBTQ.
You know, I really believe that lots of times those students aggregate together and they create those safe spaces. There is oftentimes the adage, safety in numbers is really true, and they find the support together. So while there are some readily identifiable places like the Episcopal Church and places within the actual school building, I think that oftentimes those students take it upon themselves to find support with one another, and they create their own safe spaces.
Right. And from your perspective, how can the community, there was a time when the film was first shown and I noticed all this activity around, and then even a regeneration of activity around parents and friends and allies, and how... I'm wondering how we can talk to our community and support that.
Yeah, I really believe that the dialogue that we will have as part of the movie on Monday is really important. And I think that making our views known personally is really important to one another and to make a stand for those students, not just the students, but all LGBTQ people in our community is really important. And when people come to see the film, and I hope that everyone really does, we see the other side of it, which is the aftermath. And that is a mother who's devastated by the murder of her son. And you know, I think that that's something that everyone can relate to.
Absolutely. Okay, well, thanks so much for joining us, Matt. And as we've said a couple of times, the movie is happening, Two Spirits, is happening on Monday night at 6:30 at St. Barnabas Church. And then after will be a gathering for allies, friends, family, or any LGBTQ person that wants to be there and help our community to learn how we can support the young people of this community.
Thank you so much. Thank you.